Hey guys, welcome back to another With Bible. Today we'll be reading from the book of Mark, chapter 6. It's a bit of a long chapter, so we're going to actually be skipping around a little bit, but feel free to read the whole chapter to get the full story. But for today, let's read verses 1 through 6 first. He left there and came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. "Where did this man get these things?" they said. "What is this wisdom that has been given to him, and how are these miracles performed by his hands? Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are his sisters here with us?" So they were offended by him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his household. He was not able to do a miracle there, except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. He was going around the villages teaching." So I think this is really important because it's important why Jesus couldn't do these miracles in his hometown. I'm reading from the Christian Standard Version, by the way, the CSB. Why do you think people said that he was the son of Mary and not Joseph? Because usually back in those days, they would say the name of your father. But a lot of people in the hometown probably spread rumors because Mary was pregnant before she got married to Joseph, right? So I think Jesus was already had these bad rumors and gossip around him. And so these people could not believe in him because of their prejudice against him. And I think it's important to think about this because who else in our lives, who else at our church do we have prejudice against because of gossip or because of things that we believe are bad or wrong? But they might be very God-fearing, God-loving people. So let's make sure that we are not judging people for the way they look, for the way that they behave. Let's always make sure that we give everyone the benefit of the doubt. Next, let's read verse 45 through 52. "Immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. After he said goodbye to them, he went away to the mountain to pray. Well into the night, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone on the land. He saw them straining at the oars because the wind was against them. Very early in the morning, he came toward them, walking on the sea, and wanted to pass by them. When they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke with them and said, 'Have courage, it is I, don't be afraid.' Then he got into the boat with them and the wind ceased. They were completely astounded because they had not understood about the loaves. Instead, their hearts were hardened." Very interesting. So this is right after Jesus feeds the 5,000 people, right? And I think it's kind of interesting because when we look at what happens with Jesus, we sort of see that a lot of people, they expected things, they wanted things from Jesus. And when the disciples saw that he fed the 5,000, that was something interesting and cool to them. But here, right, after seeing Jesus heal hundreds of people and feed 5,000 people, the disciples were afraid when they saw him walking on the water and calm the shore. Like, what do you think it means that their hearts were hardened? Right? It's really interesting to think about this because I think a lot of us, we believe, oh yeah, if I knew Jesus, if I were alive back then, of course I would believe in Jesus. Of course, because he was doing all these miracles. He was doing all these wonderful, amazing things. But that's not true. I think if people believed in Jesus only for his miracles, those are the same people that would end up crucifying him on Good Friday. And so I think we also need to be careful. Do you only believe in Jesus for things that you think he'll give to you? Do you think your life will be good or awesome just because you believe in Jesus? Because if you do, if that is your expectation about Jesus, then I'm sorry to say you are going to be sorely mistaken. So let's pray that we do not fall into that kind of temptation. And yeah, I think that's it for today. Let's pray together to close. Lord, we thank you so much for your word. We ask that you continue to help us to understand and to continue to learn and grow in wisdom and grow more and more like your son. We thank you so much. And in your son's precious name, we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you guys for joining me on With Bible. And see you guys next time.